All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, January 26th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have a two-game early NBA slate already underway. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. For the rest of the evening, we have a five-game NBA main slate as well as a five-game NHL slate. And then we also have some tennis and League of Legends action to go along with it. So, should be a fun day of DFS. Those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen. Had a couple of questions come in prior to the show, so we will start there and then kind of see where the show takes us. All right. First question today. Can you quickly show what the detailed stat projections look like on the ultimate plan? I am on the starter plan right now. Yeah, absolutely. So on the ultimate, if you usually scroll over to the right, you're going to see additional columns. These can be detailed stats such as assists, steals, blocks, turnovers, etc. Keep in mind, they always coincide with the scoring system of a sport. So for instance, for like NFL, we have receptions because you get a point per reception in the scoring. However, we don't have targets because you don't get points for targets. So the metrics that you're going to see here relate to the scoring. That's why you see two-pointers and three-pointers, because three-pointers DraftKings awards like a bonus. I think you get like an extra half point for making a three as opposed to like a two. So like that's why it's spread out as is currently. So just some things to keep in mind there. All right, next question. Andrew, for these 150 maxes on FanDuel, like the 5 cent and 25 cent, they will overlay pretty often, but the percent to first is only like 4 to 5%. Do you think it is better to max them out or play the best 20 to 50 lineups? I know you have talked about looking what you get paid if you get in the top 10 before. Yeah, so that's definitely something I've mentioned in the past. I do know that usually the FanDuel 5 cent does pay like the same. What it takes to max is like usually what it is like in the top 10. So let's look at 150 maxes. Yeah, so we're talking about like these contests, right? The fadeaway and the bank shot. If they're overlaying, I think it's okay to enter more, right? You kind of want to take advantage of those effectively dead entries, and the site has to eat that. So for overlay purposes, I would definitely recommend, I would definitely say it is okay to enter more in these contests that are, you know, 4 to 5% to first, 29, 30% cash rates here. So if they're overlaying, take advantage of the overlay. I think totally makes sense. All right, next question. Andrew, thoughts on NHL Showdown Edge using SaberSim model? Yeah, so if you're playing NHL Classic and you're using SaberSim, I think SaberSim is going to work exactly the same for NHL Showdown, right? It's the same model. We're just kind of breaking out the projections into different slates, kind of based on team. So I think NHL Showdown, if you're playing Classic, I would consider playing Showdown. And the main reason for that is really to just spread out your action, right? Like, okay, I could only play the main, but I can get some additional low stakes action down on this single gamer. This might work better on like a different slate. Okay, like Sunday is a really good example, right? There's like a five-game main, a two-game late. There's three showdowns. I know NHL lobbies are like not always the biggest. So, you know, you could like obviously get more money down on like an NFL slate than a NHL slate, even at like the low stakes. Playing all these alternate slates allows you to get more money down on other slates at the low stakes, right? Like every one of these is going to have some low stakes contest. They usually have a 25 cent 20 max or like a $1 20 max. And so that's another additional $25 where the Sharks can't play across five slates instead of just one, right? So I think for the purposes of getting more action down and good action down, I think it makes sense to play more slates. All right, next question. Can you show how you would use GeoMean for UFC if you were going to set lineups using it? I use it for other sports. Not sure if I am calculating correctly for UFC. Yeah, for sure. So really quickly, do want to call out this video that can be helpful for users who are watching. I'm like, hey, what's GeoMean? So in the Office Hours channel, in the pinned messages, you can go in here and I have a video that basically breaks down what GeoMean is, comparing it to some ownership versus product ownership and how to use it in the SaberSim app. So I will throw that video in the chat here just so everyone has that and can check this out at their leisure. All right, cool. All right, before we move on to the MMA question, going to follow up on this NHL one. Ryan said, thanks. I think you have more possible lineup combinations for NHL Showdown versus NBA Showdown. SaberSim with 5,000 pool can go to work with NHL. I would agree with you, right? The player pools are going to be bigger for NHL. The viable player pool, the viable amount of lineups is going to be higher, right? Like, hey, maybe with NBA, you know, there's only about like 50,000 lineups that you like actually want to consider. But with NHL, it could be like 100,000 good lineups, right? I was kind of making up numbers. But just the way NHL is as far as variance, as far as not being so tied to average projection, makes it so that there are a lot more viable lineups overall than in NBA. So I would agree with you on that point. Drop my pen. All right. So going over to UFC, let's go back to this weekend. All right. Going back to Saturday. And then one more on UFC. UFC follow-up. Okay, it looks like we're doing five dupes. Thoughts on five for the dupes with limited number of fights. So I'm a little bit against being super aggressive with your GeoMean. The reason for that is I think that GeoMean is just like one kind of part of the puzzle, right? I think there's a couple different things you got to consider here. I think you can come at duplication, which is effectively what we're trying to guard against, right? We're trying to find lineups that have a low number of dupes. So when we win, we can win more of the first place prize, right? That's like the overall goal here. I think GeoMean is a good tool, but I don't think it's the only tool you should consider, right? I think there's like three to four tools that I would figure out. I would experiment with, try and maybe use a little bit of each or combinations of them. And I'm going to discuss those right now. So the first one that I would consider, and I'm going to go from like least impactful to kind of most impactful. I think the first one would probably be like a simple sum ownership filter. So let's build like 1500 lineups from the slate on Saturday. I'm just leaving everything at default. All right, build 1500 lineups. And then I'm just going to create a group here. And we'll just use Uniques 1, Saber Score. Don't got to get too fancy. Okay. So this is like our baseline, right? Now from here, I think the first thing that you can do is some type of some ownership. I would probably use a filter. So I would come into my lineup pool. I would click add new filter. I'm going to name it some own because that way I can use it again in the future and know what I'm referencing. Show lineups with ownership less than X. And the number doesn't matter because I'm just going to make up a number. And what I want to do is I want to see how many lineups go in my trash. So at 400, no lineups. Okay. What about 300? Okay, no lineups. What about 200? Okay, lineups start to go in the trash around 200 some ownership. What I like to do is I like to just cut out the top 10-ish percent of some owned lineups. Like, hey, these ones that are super, super high owned, I just don't want to consider them. And I want to play something a little bit lower owned. So maybe I go down to 190. So this is like closer to 20%. I think somewhere between 10 and 20% is like generally okay. I could wiggle this around, you know, and go like 195 back to like 10%. So I think this is like a good starting point, right? This is if like somebody has never done anything for duplication, I think this is like the first thing I would try. Second thing you can do. Now you can either use this in conjunction with the sum own, or you could use it separately. I'm going to present like a couple different things, and then you got to figure out, you know, which ones you like and which ones you want to use, would be adjusting the min-max salary. So usually we call it leaving salary on the table, which means not playing lineups that use the as much salary as you're allowed to, is another way of getting unique. Usually players want to use as much salary as they can. So what you could do is say, hey, maybe I want to lower my minimum and consider lineups that are lower salary. And maybe I even want to lower my maximum and say, hey, I'm not going to play lineups above 49,700. So no matter what, not going to play 49,800, not going to play 49,900, not going to play 50,000. I'm looking for combinations that use less salary that are still viable. So this is what I would probably call option two. Option three would be, I would probably say geomean would come third. So in order to do geomean, there's two ways to do it. And this video that I posted walks through it as well. So you can either do this as a rule or as a filter. If you're on starter, I would do the rule. If you're on ultimate, I would do the filter. I'm going to do the filter. So first thing is to create a metric in your lineup pool using this add metric button. That looks like this, my own product geomean value, and I've just named it geomean. Once I create the metric, I can filter for it. And then I'm going to create a filter. And then I'm going to do the same thing I did with the sum own. Say show lineups with geomean less than X. And I'm just going to make up a number. Okay, 25, way too high or way too low. Got to go up. Let's go like 30. 30, we're getting closer, maybe like 31. 31 is pretty close. I think 32 is all we need. So, you know, you can mess around with this, right? Dial it in, whatever, but I'm trying to stay around like 10%. Okay, that's good enough. So geomean would be the third one that you could experiment with. And again, you can use it in combination with these other ones or not. And then the last one that I would consider would be going to a build, setting it on optimizer mode. Say we build the top 20 projected lineups. Point of this is to see what are the highest projected lineups, what are the characteristics of those lineups, and is there anything we can do to actively avoid those combinations? This one is a little more on the aggressive side, which is why I use it last. But it is viable. So I'm just going to come in here, look at the 20 lineups that I built, sort them by projected score. I would sort by exposure. Now, what I want to see here, right, is, okay, who are the most exposed fighters and how often are they coming up together, right? So, okay, so it's like Pimblett, Song are like the two most popular. And then Charles Johnson, and then kind of a big fall off right? So I would also look at these by salary. And then I would also look at them by value. So we're getting the top two value fighters a lot. And then I think Song is like kind of a salary relief, right? Salaries go all the way up to like 9,900. And Song is like pretty far down at 74. So I think what's happening here is notice our leverages are pretty flat at like the top range. We're getting a little bit of them. We're actually fading Umar. We like the high value plays. And then we're paying down for Song, right? What you could do is you could set something up or even just like handle this manually in the post build. I guess there's two ways to think about this. You could do a rule where you say, hey, group manual, use no more than two. And you put those three fighters in here, right? Hey, I'm okay with two out of these three to try and be different. A lot of people are going to be playing all three of them, but I just want to play two, right? That's one way you could try to be different. This is very aggressive. Again, this is why it's coming last. Another way you could potentially do this is you could filter for these lineups. Okay, hey, I want to come in here. I want to look at the lineups that have Pimblett, Johnson, and Song. So we'll notice here when I do this, we see some different numbers, right? What this is telling me is that 17 of my 20 lineups have these three players together. However, I think this is kind of interesting. 99 of my 1,365 lineups have these players together. So about one out of 13 lineups in my pool has this combination. However, at the top of my pool, almost or exactly 85% has this, right? So we're talking about 1 divided by 13 is about 8%, right? 8% of lineups in my pool have this combination, but 85% of my lineups in my top 20 have this combination, right? So maybe I want to guard against it. Okay, so then what I would do is I would scroll to the bottom, all right? I want to get rid of the lower ranked lineups first, and I would just start trashing them. And then you're basically going to, you know, continue to trash them until this number goes down, right? And then we're going to get rid of all these. And say I get rid of, five of them. Or something like that, right? Once I'm done, I take these filters off and then I let SaberSim fill in more lineups where I'm allowing it, right? But I am controlling how much of it I'm allowing. So this would be another way of thinking about this problem. So my point is when you come at duplication from all these different angles, you don't need to be so hyper-aggressive with a single one. And, you know, Geomean is a good estimate, but it's still not perfect, right? So I think it's better to be a little less aggressive and use multiple methods than use one method and be hyper-aggressive with it. I think that is basically my overall point here. So those are my thoughts on Geomean and using it in MMA, as well as other forms of duplication control. All right. Ryan said, Daytona in a few weeks, golf starting already, and NASCAR DFS in a few weeks, time of the year when these replace the NFL on weekends. Yeah, I believe Daytona is like the 14th or the 15th, so it'll be here a week after the Super Bowl. So we have a Super Bowl coming up in 2 weeks and then right into NASCAR season. So no shortage of DFS action in the near future. And then right after that, MLB will be right upon us. So good times. All right. Looking around here, looks like we're all caught up. Talked a bunch of MMA, did a demo there, answered a bunch of other questions. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.